Leilu Nishmas Rav Kleinemus Kalmish Ben Reveli Melech, Shvius, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah deals with the actual parts of Eretz Yisrael that have the din of Kedusha Shvius, Menat Torah. So we have a concept of Kedusha Rishayna Kidshel L'Shayt, of Le Kidshel L'Asid Lava, which means that when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael and conquered the land, so there was obviously Kedusha Eretz Yisrael to that. But after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the goal is when we went to Bavel, so then the Kedusha, in a certain sense, left Eretz Yisrael. And then when it was the second Kedusha, when the Oli Bavel and Ezra, that they came back to Eretz Yisrael, so that's Kedusha Shnia. And only on Kedusha Shnia, that's what has the Kedusha Lagavi Shvius and other things as well. So they're going to be different halachas regarding the different parts of Eretz Yisrael. So the part that was conquered by Yehoshua, although the Kedusha doesn't stay in the same way, there's still Machmer Lagavi certain in Yonim. So this Mishnah deals with which areas or borders. It's very hard to know what the Mishnah is referring to. We're going to see soon. The Mishnah begins, Shalosh Arotzes L'Shvius. There are three lands with respect to Shmit. Kol Shechziku Ali Bavel, whoever came up from Bavel, Me Eretz Yisrael V'yad Kiziv. So it starts from the land of Eretz Yisrael up into Kiziv. Loinechav Loineva. So this is all Eretz Yisrael. So Kiziv, the Rav learns that Kiziv is on the northeasternmost portion of Eretz Yisrael. And one cannot eat, the Rav says, the Iker Perish that he says is one should not eat after Shvius from those fruits below beer, if it wasn't removed from the house to be mafkarit, like we've said. And also, Vloinevad, you're not allowed to work these lands on Shvius. Meaning, it's a din of Eretz Yisrael and has all the halachas of Shemitah. Now, the next stage is the parts of Eretz Yisrael that are only Aser Midrabbanan as a Chumrah because they were part of the first conquering. V'chol Shech Ziku Oile Mitzrayim Mikiziv Yad Hanar V'yad Amana Nechol Avaloi Nevad. So any places that the Olim Yitzray conquered from Kiziv until a river, until Amana, which the Rav had a girs of Amnum. So these can actually be Nechal. They can be eaten even without beer, contrasting what we said on the other one. Avaloi Nevad, but you can't work the land. That's the Chumrah. Now, what are we talking about here? So like we said, the Rav learned that Kiziv is on the northeast part of Eretz Yisrael. And below Kiziv is Akko. Now, it's not the Akko that we know, which is all the way on the western part, right by the Mediterranean. This Akko that the Rav is referring to is on the northeastern part. It's below Kiziv. And then there's this stretch of land that goes from the northernmost part, which is Kiziv. And it goes down south to Akko. And then to the right of Akko is this Nahar, this river. So I drew a picture below. I have no idea if it's right. It's just for illustration purposes. It's just the way that I imagined the way the Rav is learning, because it sounds like it's a strip of land, almost like two strips of land so far, that were lands that were conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim, but not the Oli Bavel. So they're less machmer on them, obviously. But they're in the northern part. They go north-south from Kiziv to Akko, and then also goes from Akko, which is on the easternmost, and then it goes a little further east to the Nahar, to a certain river that's out there. And finally, Va'ad Amana, up until Amana. So Amana, even the Rav says, is all the way by the Mediterranean. It's on the western part of it, so also towards the north. And that's called Hor Hahar. It's not the same Hor Hahar that's spoken about also in the Chumash, which is all the way on the south. But this is a different Hor Hahar. It was a certain mountain that, again, that the Oli Mitzrayim must have conquered, but the Oli Bavel have not. So that's the second stage. Min Hanar Umi Amana V'lifnim Nechal v'nevad. But anything, now we're going to talk about the part that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. So from the Nahar and the Amana, so the river, and also Amana or Amnon, whatever the girs is, v'lifnim. So lifnim doesn't really make sense. It should be l'chutz. So some girses actually have u'lechutz, and it makes more sense. The Rav says, b'doichik, you could say that it's talking about the actual Nahar itself. Meaning if you're on one edge of the Nahar and lifnim, within the Nahar, that's considered Chutz La'aretz, and so on and so forth. Also with Amnon, the same thing. So all these cases, Nechal V'nevad, you can do whatever you want. You can eat, even after beer, and you didn't take it out, you were mafkir, it doesn't matter, you're allowed to eat it. V'nevad, and you can also work the land. There's no Isser of Shemitah at all. Now the Rambam and many other Mefarshim, Shonim Achronim, learned that all of these cities are on the western side, that it was actually talking about Akko, and Kiziv is also on the west side. And the area that's referred to that was conquered by the Oli Mitzrayim and not the Oli Bavel is actually the area that's right adjacent to it, right next to the water. In other words, along the border and obviously further in, that's part of Oli Mitzrayim and not Oli Bavel. And that does not have a din of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Again, it sounds like it's only the northern west border. But either way, a lot of these names of the cities is very hard to know what we're referring to. So in general, many mefarshim, many poskim are machmir as far as what has a din of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and not, the Gabi Trumas and Maestris and Shvius as well.